So Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is fully immersed in El Salvador, going on a trip with small batch via the beans that they've got. They've got it from the Finca El Carmen, the red bourbon and the orange bourbon. What's interesting is to also know that the orange bourbon is actually an exclusive bean from that farm, so a micro lot of a varietal, of the bourbon varietal. You're probably familiar with the yellow bourbon. Well, there are three bourbons. There is orange, yellow, and red. And this particular orange bourbon or bourbon is an exclusive for all batch. So even more interesting to get to taste it. So I'm almost prepped. I've done my grinding a bit laboriously because I'm doing it by hand with the higher hand grinder. But you can maybe take a good look at everything when you're actually cupping, which is really engaging the senses. So not only have I smelled the beans in the unground state, both bags, and I will say immediately, the red bourbon for me, for my nose, and I'm training my nose daily, is slightly sweeter. That's as far as I will go. I don't want to pull my neck out too far, but it is sweeter in ground state. And if I'm not mistaken, and if I haven't completely lost the plot and not retained anything from my course with John Thompson when we did the green beans, I believe that these beans are the washed process. And why do I say this? Because the line in the middle of the bean is whiter. And you can really see that, and that's predominant. You also recognize it again in the ground state because you'll have some little kind of lighter colored bits in there, which for me pinpoints that, so I hope I'm right. So that's the first observation. Now, smelling the grinds themselves. I'm shaking up the grinds in the bowl, in the cupping bowls. I mean, for me, it's just lovely. That's one thing I will say. There's a sweetness, there's a nuttiness, there is, there's a lot of sweetness in there. Maybe some berries, I don't know. It's always difficult. And actually marrying up the senses from the nose with what's going to hit you on the palate is often very different. The next one, sweet as well, but definitely not as sweet. Maybe more subtle. The sweetness would be a little more subtle from what I can tell, anyway. So, time to get the temperature of the water up to speed and then pour over and then let it steep. So, I'm just going to pause this here and come back once I've put some water on the grinds. So, cupping is not only all about engaging the senses, it's also about being patient. I had to wait 5 minutes before I can now break the crust. And I'm going in for the first breaking of the crust on the red bourbon. Gently pushing the grind a little bit down and forward. And then also smelling the back of the spoon. That's something else I've learned, which I've never done before. And I also always thought it's about 4 minutes that you let the grinds steep before you break the crust. But it says technically 3 to 5 minutes. And John guided us towards 5 minutes. So I'm doing 5 minutes. Ooh, lovely smell coming off that red bourbon. Very sweet. Whoops, very sweet still. Okay, now I'm going to do that a bit more and then clean up the cup and then wait another few minutes, up to 12 minutes, before actually taking the first sip. I don't want to scold myself, so I'm going to pause here again. Actually breaking the crust now of the orange bourbon. Oh, it's beautiful. Again, what strikes me, it is very sweet as well, but not as sweet. Of the red bourbon comes this kind of thick, rich, I don't know, just gotta engage your senses more. So my 12 minutes are over and I can go in for my first slurp of the red bourbon. I've only got 2 bowls from each because I just don't have enough bowls. Normally, Specialty Coffee Association recommends 5 and Cup of Excellence, only 4 of the different coffees. What I can detect immediately on the Red Bourbon, it's got a beautiful, very clean and a beautiful heavy mouthfeel. Heavy is maybe exaggerated, but a lovely mouthfeel. And now, comparing it to the orange bourbon. I've got a spittoon here, so excuse all the noise. I'm not going to drink all of that. Is very clean as well. Maybe a touch lighter on the mouth. So difficult to detect all the things. All I want to do here with this is not only tell you how good these coffees are, but to encourage you to do some cupping at home. It's so nice to just detect the subtleties and train and train and train your palate. That's what I'm doing today with Small Batch. Thanks again to Elle.